Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. Now, did you know that in 2022, the amount of e-waste generated globally hit 62 million tons? And that's actually enough to fill 1.55 million 40-ton trucks. That's a lot for context. Now, Asia is a major source of e-waste, accounting for nearly half of the global e-waste generated in 2022. And what makes it worse, Asia has a low recycling rate. Now, our region leads the world in e-waste generation, producing 22.6 million tons. Singapore alone produces 60,000 tons of e-waste a year. Now, while many components of electronic devices are recyclable, the recycling rate for e-waste is relatively low. So what more can be done to encourage e-waste recycling? And how can individuals give e-waste a second chance, perhaps? On line with me is Nathan Hall, who is Vice President of Asia Pacific and Japan for Pure Storage. Nathan, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Elliot. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot for taking the time. So Pure Storage, one of the leading providers of enterprise-grade all-flash block file and object storage. But let's talk about the definition of e-waste. Get us started. How do we define this? What are some of the sources? My old laptop, one of them?
Exactly. Your laptop, your phone, basically any electronic product that once it's no longer needed, it gets discarded. And ultimately, that's e-waste, right? Everything that we use technologically, it has a fixed period of life. And when that's done, it usually, unfortunately, ends up in the landfill.
So, and what's the risk associated with that?
Well, there's numerous environmental hazards if you're not properly disposing of the stuff, not just to the environment, but to humans. A lot of this stuff is toxic, especially if it's not disposed of correctly. And ultimately, you know, there's also the impact of this stuff could be reused, right? Yep. A lot of these rare earth materials, we could reuse them and not have to go mine for them, which has an environmental impact on its own.
Okay, so that's interesting that you bring up that a lot of this can be reused. And I've got a couple of old phones. I've got some old laptops as well. And the first thing that came into my head was, so how can I ensure that these are reused? How can I ensure that I'm purposefully getting rid of these things?
Well, in terms of like the kind of hierarchy of what's important, if you know, ideally you want to purchase at the beginning for longevity. So are you purchasing something that's going to last longer, or is it, you know, kind of more on the disposable end?
Okay.
Then, you know, certainly reusing it is great. Maybe it's not good for you if it's a laptop, but maybe, you know, some underprivileged, you know, child could have it and still take use of it.
Okay.
But then, you know, bring it to an actual recycling center, you know, to a certified e-waste program. If you ultimately can't use it anymore, that's what you want to do, because that guarantees that it gets disposed of properly, including the data that you have on it is not compromised either.
Do people know enough? Because there are these e-waste boxes in neighborhoods here in Singapore, and they are encouraged to dispose of their e-waste there, which is quite convenient. But people, do they know enough of how important it is to follow a process of e-waste recycling?
I don't think so. I think that people in general, you know, treat it as if it's coffee cups. It is very important, you know, both, again, on the environmental aspect. It does allow us to not have to mine as much rare earth materials, but it's hazardous stuff. So there are, you know, Singapore has over 300 e-waste recycling bins installed at various locations, such as town centers, shopping malls, and supermarkets. And when you put it there, that guarantees it gets sent to licensed e-waste recyclers. So that's really the responsible thing to do for the environment, for health, and even for potentially giving that parts of what you're recycling a future life and some future component.
So, Nathan, let's talk a little bit about ways to boost e-waste recycling then. I mean, can we save our old gadgets? I've seen videos of some of these old gadgets being turned to table lamps, but I'm not very good at using resin. Your thoughts on this matter?
I think a lot of stuff, if you look at the cycle of technology obviously is moving very quickly, and whether you're looking at our own phones or even kind of the digital equipment, the refrigerator size equipment that powers the cloud and business digital operations, that stuff usually only gets used for 2, 3, sometimes best case 5 years. But really, if we kind of look at, again, how do we focus on, are we choosing the equipment that's going to last longer from day one? Do we even ask those questions when you go out to buy a phone or a laptop or, you know, equipment in the data center? But then, yeah, it can often be repurposed, and maybe that's as art, you know, maybe that's as, you know, electronic equipment for some other use than its original case. But then again, I think it's also really important to 100% of the time make certain that we're taking it to those licensed e-waste people that can ensure that it's disposed of properly if it can no longer be used.
Yeah, I think that's quite important, you know, the licensed e-waste disposers. Like personally, I recently removed a bunch of items that had a lot of plastic in it, and I was willing to pay to ensure that these guys would take it to the right recycling areas. Do enough people want to take that extra step? What can we do to change the mindset of people that just go, you know what, I just want to throw this away or become a hoarder?
I definitely suggest that people look into organizations like, you know, Waste Management World, Green Biz. Just search for that online. It really kind of, those organizations help raise awareness and can kind of encourage these responsible disposal methods. The more people know about what happens when you don't do the wrong thing, I think people will be motivated to do the right thing.
And does this come with a problem of Singapore aiming to be some kind of a technology capital of Asia? Shouldn't the messaging be, we're not just a technology capital of Asia, we're also the recycling IT equipment capital of Asia?
Yeah, I think we want to not just be the technology capital of Asia. We want to be the sustainable technology capital of Asia, and really understanding the full life cycle and being responsible and maximizing the use of the equipment we get out of that full life cycle and then putting it into the right place when that life is over. Mm-hmm. We want to be leaders there, and we certainly can be.
I mean, it would help, I guess, if technology could last longer. Laptops could last longer, servers could last longer, less need to buy and renew, but then that creates a problem in that, in the economic cycle, doesn't it?
Well, I don't necessarily think it creates a problem. I think it's more of it becoming important on both sides of the fence, both in terms of electronic producer and consumer, right? If we have producers of electronic equipment that start designing for longevity more, and consumers that start choosing that, whether consumers, you know, you or me or an actual enterprise business, that will help move the needle much more towards where that becomes important and, you know, starts to be as important as having the fastest or having, you know, new features. If longevity becomes a key decision point in the consumer, whether that consumer is an individual or business, it will drive better behavior overall.
Those phone company launch events are not going to be happy to hear that. Although, Nathan, I think this probably starts with the individual. The difficulty there is us individuals having that forward-thinking approach, having the mentality that we want to keep the devices relevant and extend those. Any thoughts on that and how we can improve that?
I think some of it is really about understanding, whether it's as an individual or as a business, you know, where is the latest and greatest technology going to provide for actual material advantage? And so, you know, businesses certainly tend to replace their old devices with new ones. As I mentioned, those refrigerator-sized pieces of equipment often are only last 3 to 5 years. But in a lot of cases, the entire system doesn't have to be replaced.
Okay.
In a lot of cases where you have, you know, designs that allow for just the parts where there is significant technological advantage to get replaced, that becomes a much more green type of model, which, by the way, also is often less expensive for consumer or business.
All right. I've been speaking with Nathan Hall, who's the Vice President of Asia Pacific and Japan for Pure Storage. Nathan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.